Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm CT. When I'm not hosting podcasts, I live in the real world. Everybody has to have a job, right? Mine is CS, customer service, solutions, relationships, while keeping my team motivated to keep a constant connection with each person that has chosen to step inside our location. Episode number 75, Dead Body, College Basketball, and Retail Depression. This is CTCS.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of CTCS. And here we go. Day number one out of four. It was supposed to be four last week, but wow, from out of nowhere, sickness set in. So please keep that away from me. I'm still not 100%, but you got to go no matter what. That's what we do in CS. You see your entire team. You know, I study shows that Gordon Ramsay is on. And the reason why is because when you really dig deep into what he does with his chefs and does on these different specialty programming, it's all about attitude. And so I take a lot of notes when I watch these shows because it's customer service or no service. Because you don't get a second chance.
Maybe it's because I'm a radio guy, but I've always loved major promotions. And I love what the North Carolina Lottery is doing, is that for so much money, you're getting these little extra, like little tickets. And people are coming up with those tickets, and they're winning $5 here and $5 there. And I'm going, God dang, that's brilliant marketing. Because if you're going to win $5, I'm going to turn around and play that $5 again. So it just keeps people in the game at all times. We are blessed to have a new GM. This will be my third GM that I've had since coming to the store in 2021. And so his name is Chris, seems to be down-to-earth kind of guy. Everybody says he's a fist bumper. And it's like, you know what? You can never have enough of that. And you need that motivation to keep forward. So I'll probably have a conversation and, you know, kind of get a vibe. And I'm sure he's going to try to get a vibe for me as well. So should I be a crank ass? No. From the department of, is anybody shocked? Is anybody shocked? They found a dead body in the parking lot. A man in it looks to be a Suburban, a brown Suburban, door open, man is dead.
Okay, that's the setup. This is based on a true story that actually took place in our parking lot. I wasn't at the store while this was taking place. But the journalist inside of me is going, there's a story here. I'm going to take the experiences of those that were snapping the photographs and the co-workers that were there and build it into a moment. So therefore, that meant that I had to go and reenact the scenes, not because I was physically there, but we're going to do something different. We are going to base the next few moments on what was shared with me. But yes, there was a dead body discovered.
Here's what we know so far about the body. The guy pulled into the actual parking lot, and it's been parked there all this time. And so there are a total of seven cops out there. They've got the yellow tape wrapped around the whole entire situation, and they're saying it's not a crime scene, but we have to figure out what exactly is happening.
The dead body.
Yeah. I'm not shocked, but I'm shocked that this is the second job I've had where a dead body was found in those parking lots.
Oh, wait. The second time?
The other job I've had, there were two dead bodies found in the parking lot.
Really? And where were you at before they found these bodies?
I was clocking.
You were clocking? Yeah. So is that the secret of getting away with a crime? Just clock in. Yeah. When you clock out, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes you an instant suspect.
While it happened, you're good.
The general feeling with the co-workers here at the store about having the dead body out in the parking lot is people are pretty much going, you know what? One minute you're here, one minute you're gone. You have to respect your time of what is right now. And, you know, nobody's freaked out. Nobody is going, oh my God. It's all been like, man, I'm so sorry it had to happen here.
There was a couple of things that I learned in talking with our guests, those that were snapping the photographs and listening to as much as they could. First of all, it was not a crime scene. Second of all, the man that was driving the vehicle was probably maybe heroic because he knew he wasn't feeling well, so he got off the road and it just happened to be in our parking lot. I want to thank our guests for sharing so many incredible pictures of this moment and talking about the stories. Now, why didn't I put them on? I wanted to, but the moment that someone sees a microphone or hears about, hey, can I record this? The answer, 90% of the time, is no, I'm okay. But here are the pictures. Take a look, which is the reason why we kind of reenacted it, just like they would on television.
I think it's the martial artist in me, but I watch everybody. It's not that I don't trust anybody. I just watch everybody. And so this gentleman who's sitting at the bar here at the store is documenting a lot of things about the store. And so I finally went up to him and I asked him, I said, so what's the situation, man? I said, you're really looking very deeply at things here. I said, did you check in up there at the front with customer service? And he says, I'm an auditor. And I go, an auditor? I said, well, yeah, but did you check in at the front? Because, you know, all people have to check in. They can't just come in and start looking around at all the equipment and start documenting stuff. So you get the general manager involved, the new one. And he's like going, no, you're not supposed to be in here. And he goes, I was just here 2 days ago. He says, well, you know what? You're not here now. Transition walk into day number two. Do you realize it's been almost 3 weeks since I've said that? It's because 3 weeks ago, my wife had hip replacement surgery. So I was doing everything in the world to make sure that I spent as much time with her as possible. And I wasn't doing a transition walk before going into CES. Mentally, I think that hurt me. I would like to go back into my defrag journals and see how I handled that, because the importance about being out here in this forest is based solely on coming out here to do one thing, and that is basically just get in touch. Get in touch with the plan, the purpose, the process, and know that where you're going, it's not about me. It's not about me. But I love sharing the stories. Big talk around the store today on the second day, and that is that everybody has gotten to see the first episode of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. This is the third season of it. I'm still lost, and I'm trying to get these people to explain it to me, and it's really difficult when they look at you going, I don't know either. With these shows, man, with as short as they are, you just show up and just participate with it and see if you can buy into it. I mean, because Andor, I've turned off 3 times. A guest is celebrating Lent, and we looked at each other. We paused for a moment. It was one of those big pregnant pauses, too. And I said, so what are you giving up? And she said, cursing. I got to stop cursing until Easter. I said, you know what? Cursing is a good way to release a lot of energy. And she goes, I know. And she goes, you should hear the words I'm using. Behoove. Behoove. Yeah, behoove. That behooves me. What's another one? Flabbergasted. Oh my God. I mean, we're talking old school here. It doesn't matter how many times it happens to you on a daily or a weekly basis in customer service, as well as your team that you've got on the floor. But when people start checking out, it's a Friday, and they call in to say they're not coming in, you know, one or two hit you pretty good, but we're up to 4 right now. 4 people that have called in sick tonight, which gives us a very limited team. All right, we've done the stolen report, and it was $97.15 worth of merchandise that he had. You know, first of all, one of the biggest things, we are watching everything that you're doing, and you walk into the ladies' bathroom. That right there is a signal that you're up to something. So note to future stealers, robbers, thieves, you know, it's going to be my job to put all this junk away, but, you know, don't walk in the women's bathroom if you're a guy. Transition walk going into day number 3. Interesting. Hopefully people show up for work today. That was very exhausting yesterday. But you know what? If you're in retail, if you work at a restaurant, you work any place of business. I mean, it's become the new accepted. Okay, you want to come in. That's fine. Don't come in. Okay, just don't show up. But I'll tell you what, though, some of the managers, though, that are coming in and they're misbehaving. I think what's great about our company is that they take note of the misbehaving. And they may be, you know, trying to grow with their managerial positions, but they're just not going to put up with it. And I think that needs to float down to the other people that just don't even call in, because it does affect the rest of us. And, you know, I was exhausted when I was driving home. One can only hope that this man's luck rubs off onto me, Very first thing I do when I check in to CS today is I go over to the lottery. Guy has a card, $400, wins it. And what's really interesting, and I find this so fascinating with those that win amazing amounts of money, is I congratulate them and I said, did you create any new cuss words or anything like that of excitement? And they go, no. He says, I've spent so much money that when I win $400 like this, it's like, well, what the hell? Maybe I can catch up one day, but I know that's not going to happen. But I just want some of his good luck today to start off the day with a $400 winner. I love it. Big college basketball game tonight, Duke versus Carolina. Tar Heels, lots of fans for the Tar Heels, but you know, those Duke people, they take their game of basketball this time of year very seriously, so people are definitely flooding the store right now to get their beer, to get their pizza, their steaks. They're cooking out in the backyard, and they've got that flat-screen TV, and they're all fired up to have a little bit of action here in Carolina. Well, this is quite embarrassing. A guest comes into the store and is pretty upset with us because we have walnut pieces from Honey Roasted Fresh Gourmet, and she says they're supremely outdated. And I look at it, and it says it was from February of 2022. I go over and look at it, and there's walnuts in there that are from 2021. I'm embarrassed. This is not good. Transition walk, day number 4. Whew. I had to get my God on. Man, that's my anchor. That's my magnet. Before I step into day number 4, I have got so much stuff that has happened to me in the past 72 hours that you're going, God almighty, why? Why are you putting me through this? And then, you know, the higher energy doesn't say anything. You just hear it in your heart going, because you're committed. You're committed to your community. They're going to bring their dirt. There's no sign above that door at that grocery store that says, do not bring your dirt here. And you got to accept it. All right, we're going to have a beautiful day. Here's what I would like you to envision. This is a Sunday at a grocery store. I want you to envision a 500-foot free-form, free-falling waterfall with bone-crushing force hitting those rocks below. And when you walk into that water, you have no idea what that water is going to be doing to your mind, body, and soul. And when you come in the store, it's racing even faster. You had no time to go 150 miles per hour. Suddenly, you're at 0 to 150. Man, it just totally gets inside your head and poisons your soul. Crap. And I mean crap. We've got to slow this body down because, I mean, as I'm coming up on April of 2023, it was a year ago that I had an Achilles tendon injury. And, man, I went down for 8 months. And so today, I mean, that pain is shooting through me again. I hope to God that being in this negative energy and walking into this wall of water and energy is like, I hope I've not re-injured myself. What I'm having to do is revert to a form of meditation. Now, a lot of people think meditation is something that you do with your legs crossed and things like this. Not true. Meditation is learning how to properly breathe. And we talked about this on a past episode of CTCS, and that is breathe through both nostrils, because your nostrils do serve the left brain, serve the right side of the brain. So I'm going to put a lot of concentration on that and see if we can turn this negative energy and this pain in my Achilles tendon into something positive here. The cool thing about this particular community is that on days where I'm not at 100%, you know, because we've been together for 2.5 years, what's happened is that we kind of read each other's body language. And so I think, you know, in reality, as much of an actor as I am, I think they picked up on, you know, that guy isn't himself right now. Usually he's all jolly and having conversation is very much up to date. That wasn't the case. And so people started sending their energy toward me. So it was a transfer of energy. Here's what I've had to do with my Achilles tendon. I keep pretty much an emergency kit with me at all times. It has the different armbands, wristbands, and different pads and things like that. So what I've got is I've got two rings that have got copper in them, as well as they're very, very tight sock-like, but they're not a sock. They've got the ring around the arch and then a ring around the actual Achilles tendon itself. So, you know, it's just giving me some support on the foot. I think the thing that makes me laugh pretty hard is that 7.5 hours into the day, I finally come to the conclusion that, you know, this has been a pretty darn good day. I owe it all to our guests. I really do. They pumped me up. They made me laugh. They were the joke setters. They really came in with the attitude of, you know, we're going to have a great day. So kudos to our guests, man. They really held me tight to my game.
All right, there you go. Episode number 75 of CTCS. You can hear all the episodes on iHeartRadio, a podcast that's called The Customer is Always Wrong. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you in the store.